Good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, and we're continuing in the Ramah in Siman Shin Samach Gimel. Today, we are doing page Reish Chav Gimel Amud Beis, page 446. We are holding on the last few words of Reish Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So says the Ramah, V'aminuk ha'pashut b'medinos elu l'saknan al yidei chevel ha'kosha l'rachbo shel mavoi v'din chevel zeh enu korosh haray en rachbo tefach. That we always do a Tzuras HaPesach, meaning even though we learned all these details about how to fix up the fourth open side of a chatzer and the fourth open side of a mavoi, and how you could have a pasar ba'a or shnei pasin or a kora or a lechi, all these different things, we just always do Tzuras HaPesach no matter what. So you're always going to have a string that goes across the top, and the string is not a kora. Kora has to be tefach wide. V'lo mahani elimitam Tzuras HaPesach, the mahani l'mala afilu begami, that a Tzuras HaPesach always works, even if it's just a thin invisible string, you know, almost invisible string. They'll also sof sim and Samach Beis. Va'al Kain, Yesh Li Zar Lahamid Tachas HaChevel Shnei Konim HaGvoh Masara Mechuvanim Tachas HaChevel. Since we have a string going across the top, you got, in order for it to be a Tzuras HaPesach, you need to make sure that there are two sticks underneath it that it runs directly across the top of, otherwise it's not going to work. Va'az Mahani Afilu B'Mavi Mefulosh B'Torah Tzuras HaPesach Afilu B'Chatzar B'Kol Makom Shur Tzuras HaPesach Mahani, and then it works no matter what. It could be in Mavi Mefulosh that's open on both sides, a Mavi that's only open on one side. It could be a Chatzar. Tzuras HaPesach is the best thing. It's a thing that always works. So says the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yud Beis Tachas HaChevel V'Kivan Sha'Konim Shalamata Kvoh Nasar Tfachim Ein Tzar Chod Konim Mamala L'Kshar HaChevel Behen. The Tzuras HaPesach does not have to be the string does not have to be actually tied onto or directly touching the side posts. It could be way above the side posts, and that's fine as long as it's directly above the side posts. Negdon afilu begag lemaila mizeh umizeh. It could be way above the side posts and tied onto the roof. Could the kaimelon elbus of submission samuk meiz da'akonu shel maila in tzarich liga bekonim shel lemata. The posts on the top don't need to be touching the posts on the bottom. Gam ha'demvor elbus of submission samuk meiz zein likshar akonu shel maila or chevel minat sad shel akonu.
And we
had details about how to make a Tzuras HaPesach, that when you have a pole, that you have to tie the string on top of the pole. It can't be tied around the pole. But that's only when the pole is on the same height as the string. But if it's way below, you don't have to think about that, because you're tying the pole onto the roof and you're tying the string onto the roof, and the pole is down below. So the string is over the pole. So it's always going to be a proper Tzuras HaPesach, as long as it's directly mechuvan over the lechi. However, you can't have anything interposing. You can't have anything breaking in between the post that's down here and the string that's all the way up here. So if there's a roof or a tree or something that gets in the way, so then it's not a Tzuras HaPesach anymore. No one makes a Tzuras HaPesach with things breaking through right in the middle. You got to make a
hole in the roof that's being mafsik, so that there won't be any hefsik, so that the string goes directly above the poles below.
Shnei kanim ala aretz. You got to have the two poles on the ground. Aval kasli ha-mavui en nechshavin b'makom ha-kanim. It's not good enough to just have the side walls of the mavui. V'imika amud b'kosel bolet nidon mishum kane. And if there is a post on the wall that protrudes, that sticks out, that counts as a kane. That counts as a post. Im samach lav me'erav Shabbos, if you were mindful about counting it as such on Erev Shabbos. D'lo garim ilechi b'sifil alef. It's no different than a lechi that we spoke about, that as long as you intended to use it as such, it works. V'u'adin k'sheyotze me'akosel chipufim pachos mishlosh utvachim ad pachos mishlosh utvachim samuch la'aretz yesh l'smuch aleim erev Shabbos shem kanim shel Tzuras HaPesach. I'm not sure what chipufim are, but if there's something that's sticking out that's from the wall that's within three tvachim of the ground,
that can also count as the kanim. As long as they're exposed on the top and they're directly underneath the string that goes across the top. And there are those that are machmir on these chipufim. Again, I'm not sure exactly what that is. I didn't really look at this before, so I'm not really sure exactly what chipufim are. But there are those that are machmir. Just looking around here, about those chipufim that they're not made, she'enim asuim derech mezuzas ha-pesach, I guess, that they're not made in the way that you would normally make a doorpost, and therefore is not a doorpost. Im mamen akonim betoch habayis, o betoch kader amukav me'arba ruchosav lav klumhu. If you set up your posts, the doorposts of the tzuras ha-pesach, inside a bayis, or in an area that's surrounded by four walls, it doesn't count. Va'afilum kone echad ha-mitsham gamken lomani. Even if one of the posts is boxed in and the other one is not boxed in and there's a string that goes across, it doesn't work because the post has to look like a Tzuras HaPesach. So if it's totally boxed in, it doesn't look like it's any part of a Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, so Sivkat and Kuf Yadalim, Mechuvanim Tach, it needs to be directly underneath the rope, v'mashu yotze, or underneath the string, v'myotze mashu yotze minatzad pasul, and if it goes out from the side a little bit, it's going to be pasul. B'toras tzuras ha-pesach, rotzlo mani afil biyosem esra amos. Once it's a tzuras ha-pesach, then it works even if it's more than a 10 amma open space. I mean, a tzuras ha-pesach is like that cures everything. That works for every situation. Sivchav zayin, chatzer sha'arko yoser al rachbo. If you have a chatzer that is longer than it is wide, dino kamavui, it now is no longer considered a chatzer, it's considered a mavui. Vinitar belechi okora, and it becomes mutter with a lechi or a kora. Afal pi she'in chatzerus ubatim psuchel natocho, even though normally a mavui is an area that chatzerus open up into, and that batim open up into those chatzerus. And over here, it doesn't have that, it's just a chatzer that is shaped funny, that's shaped rectangular instead of square. Hol the inu karuv l'rashus rabim el pasuach l'mavui, v'amavui pasuach l'rashus rabim, because it's not close to a rashus rabim, and it's pasuach into the mavui, and the mavui is opened up into the rashus rabim, so it counts as part of that mavui. Says the mishabru kuf tezayin sha'arko yosral rachbo afil mashahu, even if it's just a little bit longer than it is wide, v'arko mikri derech kinisaso. And again, length is determined by when you're walking in, so straight ahead, that's the length from your right to left, that's the width. Ve'enu nidon mishum chatzer eli im orka v'rachbo shave o sh'rachbo yoser al orka. Something is only a chatzer if it's either square or the width is more than the length. But if the length is more than the width, then it's considered a mavui. Siv chavches, mavui she'ein b'rachbo shlosha tfachim. If you have a mavui that the whole width of the mavui is less than three tfachim, you don't need to do anything with it. Shehu kisasum, it's considered to be totally closed. V'yeshom dekol shein bo arba tfachim ein tzorach shom tikun. And some say anything that's less than four tfachim, you don't need to do anything with it. If the whole width of it is less than four tfachim, not just less than three tfachim, that it's automatically fine. Says the mishabur kuf yud zayin shein brach bo shlosha tfachim. V'kasva mefarshim demein bepischa rochav shlosha ein tzorach tikun afal pisha betocha rochav harbe. We're talking about that if the width of the opening is less than three tefachim, even though the inside could be very wide. It could widen a lot once you get inside. And the opinion that says that anything less than four tefachim doesn't need any tikkun is also talking about a case where on the inside it's way wider than that. When it narrows by the doorway by the entrance to less than four or less than three tefachim, depending which shita you hold like, it doesn't matter how wide it is on the inside. From the mechaber, it sounds like he really passes like the first opinion, that if it's three tefachim or more, you do need a tikkun on that opening. But the Rama in the Darkei Moshe says we could be mekel that anything less than four tefachim needs no tikkun. afim nachmir kedei rishona deichas rachav shlosha tzarach tikkun haynu dafke heichas shemi b'fnim haya al kol panim rachav arba'a ela shemitzkaser b'pischo kanal aval heichi shebekulo eino rachav arba'a b'vaday yesh lahakel. Even if you want to be machmir that the doorway that's more than three tefachim needs a tikkun, that's only if in the inside of it widens to more than four tefachim. But if at no point in it widens to more than four tefachim, then for sure we could be makel that it does not require a tikkun. So we learned three things tonight. First thing we learned is that we always use a tzuras ha-pesach, and the way we use a tzuras ha-pesach is we put a string across the top, and we just got to make sure that there are two poles directly underneath. Second thing we learned tonight is that anytime you have a chatzar that is longer than it is wide, it ceases to be a chatzar, and it becomes a mavoi, and therefore needs the things that are matir a mavoi, a lechi or a kora. And then we learned that a mavoi that has a very narrow entranceway, regardless of how wide it is inside, but a very narrow entranceway does not require any tikkun. How narrow? That's two opinions. Either less than three tefachim or less than four tefachim. The Mechaber seems to hold less than three tefachim. The Rama seems to hold less than four tefachim. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem on Sunday we'll pick up with Se'if Chaf Tes. Thank you very much. Have a good night, everybody.